This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated and laid the foundation stone of development projects worth around 4,900 crore rupees at Amreli in Gujarat this afternoon. The Prime Minister also inaugurated the water conservation initiative, the Bharat Mata Sarovar in Dudhala village of Amreli district, which is a joint venture by Dholakia Foundation and the Government of Gujarat on the PPP model. Addressing a gathering, the Prime Minister said the projects launched today related to roads, railways, water supply and tourism will significantly benefit the citizens of Saurashtra, Kutch, Junagadh, Porbandar and Botad districts of the state. He reaffirmed the government's commitment to water conservation. Among the projects, the Navra to Chavan pipeline will supply 28 crore litres of water to over 1,200 villages, benefiting around 67 lakh people. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today dedicated the gauge conversion of Bhuj-Naliya rail line to the nation from Amreli in Gujarat. The 101.4 kilometer rail line project has been completed at a cost of around 1,100 crore rupees. This extensive project features 24 major bridges, 254 minor bridges, 3 road overbridges and 30 road underbridges. The broad gauge rail line connects 11 stations which include Bhuj, Deshalpur, Sonasara, Mutara and Kothara and Naliya. Our correspondent reports that the project will play a crucial role in enhancing the socio-economic development of Kutch district of Gujarat. The Bhuj-Naliya line provides seamless broad-gauge rail connectivity with the rest of the rail network. India and Spain today signed MOUs in various fields including rail, transport, customs and investment. The agreements were inked following bilateral and delegation-level talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and the President of the Government of Spain, Pedro Sanchez, at Vadodara. Briefing the media in Vadodara, Secretary West of the Ministry of External Affairs, Tanmay Lal, said the two leaders held fruitful discussions on the entire spectrum of bilateral ties and global issues of mutual interest. Mr. Lal said both countries will celebrate the year 2026 as the year of culture, tourism and artificial intelligence, AI. Mr. Lal also informed that bilateral trade between India and Spain has reached $10 billion. In a joint statement following the talks, Mr. Modi and Mr. Sanchez agreed to strengthen cooperation in promoting sustainable energy and adapting to climate change. The two leaders said they looked forward to the early conclusion of the Memorandum of Understanding in the field of renewable energy. Filing of nomination papers for the single-phase polling in Maharashtra and the second phase of assembly polls in Jharkhand will end tomorrow. Voting for 288 assembly seats in Maharashtra and 38 constituencies in Jharkhand will take place on the 20th of November. BJP has announced names of 4 seats that it will share with its smaller allies in the Maharashtra assembly polls. Union Minister Ramdas Athawale's Republican Party of India will contest from Kalina assembly constituency. Yuva Swabhiman Party will fight from Badnera. Rashtriya Samaj Party will contest from Ganga Kher and Jan Suraj Shakti Party from Shahuwadi. In Jammu and Kashmir, one terrorist was killed as special forces of the army were deployed to neutralize a group of recently infiltrated terrorists who attacked an army convoy in Battal village of Akhnoor sector. The body of the slain terrorist along with the weapons has been discovered. The gunfight took place after the terrorists, believed to be 3 in number, opened fire on an ambulance which was part of the army convoy this morning. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has turned down a proposal from Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi for a short-term ceasefire in the Gaza Strip. The proposal announced by President Sisi during a joint press conference with Algerian President Abdelmajid Tebboune in Cairo had suggested a 2-day ceasefire to facilitate the exchange of 4 Israeli hostages for several Palestinian prisoners. The domestic benchmark indices today ended on a positive note, snapping their 5-day losing streak. The BSE Sensex jumped 603 points to close at 80,005, while the NSE Nifty advanced 158 points to settle at 24,339. And that is the end of this news bulletin.